My name is Shannon Kennedy, and praise God, I can't remember a time not believing Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior, and he died on the cross to forgive my sins. So when I sat down to write my testimony, I really had to take a look and think about my life as a Christian and what God's plan was and is for me. I don't remember exactly when I was saved and understood what it meant to turn away from sin and truly understand Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not from ourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I have attended various churches, and when thinking back, I saw that each new church experience added something to my knowledge and understanding of living my life as a Christian. I grew up in a family that went to church every Sunday. I was baptized in the Lutheran church as a baby, where my parents promised to take me to church, teach me the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, and place a Bible in my hand, which they did. My brothers and I attended Sunday school, vacation Bible school, children's choir, church camps, and everything that the Lutheran church had to offer. In junior high, I began confirmation class, which for the Lutheran Church is a reaffirmation of my baptism. We studied and memorized Luther's small catechism and learned about living life that glorified God. Every Sunday, we said the Apostles' Creed in church, which in part says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sang Psalm 51, 10, and 11, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. In confirmation, I learned what these words truly meant. Coupled with my public profession of faith in front of our congregation is when I believe that I was able to turn away from sin with a clean heart and put God first in my life. In high school, I joined our church choir, which was called Hymnaeo, which means to sing praise, and that is what we did. We sang in our church, other churches in the area, and at local events. Every summer, our talented leaders created a program with songs, skits about the parables, and readings from the Bible that shared the story of Jesus. For 3 weeks every summer, we traveled to a different part of the country and shared our program with churches, fairs, and any group that would have us. I was blessed to be a member of this group for 4 years. I believe that the Lutheran Church provided me with a foundation for a Christian life and taught me to love the Lord. I went on to be married and to begin raising our 4 children in the Lutheran Church. However, after spending 41 years in the Lutheran Church, lots of prayers and family discussions, we decided to leave. This was a scary thing to do, but now I see that this is part of God's sovereign plan for me to help me grow and mature in my faith and walk with the Lord. After meeting with a pastor at our new church, we began attending North Hills Church, a fairly tame Assemblies of God church. When I look back at my time at North Hills, I see this as a time to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as Psalms 96:3 says, declare his glory to the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. Because there were so many children and families from my school that attended the church, we had many discussions in my class about church and its activities for those that attended on Sunday. Inevitably, one of the non-churchgoers would ask, "What do you do at your church?" or "Why do you go to church?" And then I was able to have that discussion, which led to inviting children to our church. Proverbs 22:6 says, start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn away from it. And that was my prayer. After 4 years at North Hills Church, we began attending a Calvary Chapel church. This was our first experience with a Bible-based church. My interaction with the Bible and God's teaching each Sunday really inspired me to spend more time in God's Word. I do believe the Lord put these other churches in my path to prepare me for Grace Bible Church. From the first day we walked into this church, we had numerous people walk up and introduce themselves to us. I had never experienced such a welcoming feeling at any of the other churches I attended. When we moved to Arizona last June and were able to attend Grace Bible Church every week, it was so encouraging that the importance of spending time in God's Word and leading a life that glorifies God every day was a priority. Sadly, these things were not discussed regularly at the churches that I had previously attended. My husband and I began Build in Wellspring. In Wellspring, we learn that we are equipped and encouraged to shepherd our hearts toward Jesus Christ with the Word of God so that we can live gospel-transformed lives. I have learned that we are in a mixed condition and we were able to shepherd our heart away from sin and towards God. There is so much teaching at Grace Bible Church and specific instruction on how to live a godly life. I feel like when I fall short, I have met so many people in this church who are willing to pour into me and help me shepherd my heart to be a better Christian woman who loves the Lord and is eager to learn all that I can. I have so many more of the tools God intends me to have to be that godly woman. I am so thankful to God for bringing me here to Grace Bible Church.